The Tampa City Council today approved a wet zoning to allow for a microbrewery to be run in West Tampa by entrepreneur Joe Redner. But with all things having to do with the Mons Venus owner, it was not without controversy. Several members of the Lincoln Gardens area of West Tampa said the project was not compatible with the neighborhood. Mostly they were concerned about traffic. But a promise by Redner to pay for a nearby ditch near the site persuaded a majority of the council to support him. Council member Charlie Miranda.
The ditch is not a ditch in my opinion. It's a fallout shelter. It's about 12 feet deep and 14, 16 feet wide. A detriment to those individuals who want to play. Sometimes we, when I was growing up, played in the streets. There's no opportunity on this street. I think it's Grady. You get run over because you got no place to, for a sanctuary to go to. If the individual commits, and this is between first and second reading, and a one-year conditional, I would support the thing on the helping the neighborhood get something.
Redner's Brew Pub, to be called Cigar City Brewing, is slated to be built near his corporate offices on Spruce Street just west of Dale Mabry. His first attempt at getting approval last month won a majority vote, 3-2, but was not approved since the full council had not weighed in. At the time, Redner said he wanted to fix the ditch, but said city staff would not allow him to do so. City Councilman John Dingfelder.
The record from the last meeting, it clearly indicated that the petitioner wanted to fix the ditch, but the city staff hadn't let him fix the ditch.
Right. Councilwoman Gwen Miller said she was voting against the proposal because she said two different neighborhoods had come out against the microbrewery and said the brew pub would add too much traffic to the area, though it would be open only on Friday evenings.
So let's give everybody consideration, not just one neighborhood. You're going to say they'll get it by covering a ditch. That's not going to stop the traffic. It's not going to stop the odor. It's not going to stop those kids from not being able to play in the street. The traffic is going to still be going in this neighborhood. And I can't support giving somebody something that's going to be detrimental to two neighborhoods, not one. And both neighborhoods down here asking for your help, and you just ignoring them. So I just cannot support it.